Ok, ben je vous invite donc à accueillir donc Prince qui va répondre à quelques-unes de vos questions et vous rencontrer et, par rapport à vos concerts d'hier soir et sa venue à Paris. Monsieur Prince.
Did he say nice things?
Yeah. Lots of nice things.
Quelques questions.
What did seduce you in the Grand Palais and the glass and iron structures of the Grand Palais?
When I did 21 Nights in London, the sound of the audience was so powerful that I need something better and bigger. And when I saw the Chanel fashion show, when Carl came out, there was this roar that came up, and I was jealous.
So you did Grand Palais, you did you signed with a French label. What didn't you dare doing yet, you know?
I'll get to it. I'll eventually do everything.
Like what, for example?
Let's see, 150 shows at Bercy.
Yeah. you fell in love with the Grand Palais. Do you fall in love often?
Well, I needed some place to stay, and that was the best that he could do. So. He just forgot the furniture.
And how was it yesterday, and do you plan to do other shows in France? And by the way, have you already met some fashion designers for the show? About your costumes?
Well, I do all my own stuff.
All the time?
Yeah, I have my own team. That it's hard to find clothes that look like this.
For sure. And do you plan to do other shows in the country?
We're talking about it.
Okay, great.
It's just in the planning stages.
I saw the show yesterday. It was great, and the stage was amazing.
Wasn't it?
It was. What did you think about this show, these two shows? Or did you feel it?
That was my favorite so far. I always try to outdo different shows that I've done. You know. This is the best. Absolutely.
Can you explain the pleasure to be on stage and to make music?
I was telling a friend of mine recently that, like last night, I couldn't sleep. I apologize for being late. It feels like I'm in a dream. And I don't like to go to sleep anymore because the dream is never as good as real life.
What did you think about the crowd last night and the way they received you?
Oh, amazing. It's it's actually indescribable, that much love. I can't even speak about it.
Do French people know how to dance? In a proper way. Okay.
Some do, some don't.
The question is, where do you plan to play in Paris?
One thing I do want to say, they're very respectful. We ask that no one use camera phones, and they honored that request, unlike Americans who are so obsessed with technology. And we don't like to have our concerts film that way because it sounds so bad, and then you give all the footage to somebody like YouTube, who is run by Universal Publishing and some of those same lawyers. A lot of people don't know that, they just see the logos, but we know all the behind the scenes guys. So we're just thankful that the people are so respectful, and on the quiet songs, no talking, they're just, you know, they're very respectful, and it's wonderful.
What could be the next place for a next show in Paris?
Ooh, well, it's going to be hard after last night. I got to think about it.
Were you planning to play in Paris and discovering the Grand Palais last minute, or was it a last minute show?
No, we play because we don't have bands to go see. It's just rare that you see a band that you like. So we make music because we want to hear music. So it was a last-minute thing, but I have very cool musicians who will fly out at the moment's notice, and it was cool.
You were just talking about Universal and how people are very attracted by new technology. signing with an independent label, like, because, you know, what does that mean to you? And is it kind of mistake you done in the past that you try to fix now? You know, what's your...
No, I don't think of anything as a mistake. Everything's a learning process. Life is full of ups and downs. It just depends on how you react to them. The situation with Because is similar to the one we had at Target. Target doesn't have problems selling physical CDs, and neither does Because. So there just seems to be a problem in America with selling them. And it seems they also want to control who becomes popular and who doesn't. The radio is state-controlled, and YouTube, and how many hits you get and all that kind of stuff, or how many views you get, rather. And it's just a system now that is just not enticing to me. So we stick with concerts, and we can do new music that way. Might be a time in the future where technology will be advanced so that people can bring the technology to the concerts and they can record the shows right then on the spot. We'll just see, you know.
About your time in Paris, this city gives you admiration or inspiration even?
It's a very erotic town, so it's very inspirational.
Do you like French food?
No.
So, talking about erotic, in LPL Sun, you're thinking Dance For Me. I like it when you dance for me. Why are you thinking about somebody special?
Yes.
Who?
I was looking in the mirror when I wrote it.
How does it feel to be Prince today?
It's indescribable. it's impossible. Really impossible.
You're one of the best guitarists in the world. What do you think about Guitar Hero? In these kind of games where you become a musician all of a sudden.
Well, do you actually learn how to play the guitar?
No.
Well, there you go. It took a long time to learn how to play like I wanted to. So, I respect somebody that puts that much effort into it. You think that I'm a basketball hero one day? It takes a lot to become LeBron James.
Sure.
A lot of work.
How long will you stay in Paris, and what will you do in the next days?
That's the boss. I do what he tells me to do.
You struggled a lot for your artistic freedom. Now it seems that you have totally artistic freedom. How does it feel? I mean, can play whenever you want, where you want.
Well, these are the days I was looking forward to. Like I say, it's hard to sleep because the options are, they're so numerous. So it was worth the fight, it was worth the struggle that we went through. I advise every artist to go through it, if they can, you know. And cream rises to the top anyway, so. Real free music doesn't mean that you don't pay for it. It just means that there's no authoritarian figure telling you what you're supposed to do with it.
Is internet opening new doors for you now?
Come again?
Is internet opening new doors for you?
It's a tool. It's not a means to an end by no stretch. My concerts have always been dear to me, and it's almost a shame that I got so good at making records, because the medium is dying now. So until something new happens and we get some laws with restrictions to how media is used and how the revenue is shared, then I'll just stick with the live stuff. And every once in a while we'll do records. I make records all the time, though. There's tons of stuff in the vault, and we'll see. It'll come out one of these days.
Would you be interested in using cinema and images again to do something different with the music?
There again, we're just waiting. Maybe after 2012, we'll see. But everything's going to change. There's going to be different people running companies. Manuel was talking about artists run companies and different things like that. Will.i.am is a friend of mine, and we talk a lot about what the future will look like, and how people will actually get music, and it has nothing to do with lawyers and accountants that have nothing to say in regards to the creative process.
Have you found satisfaction in your work, and are you a happy man today?
Very happy, more happy than ever, actually.
You used to write slave on your cheek, you know.
I did. That wasn't me.
But if you have to change your name again, what would you change it for?
I like this name. I think it fits.
And your work is genius. Who is qualified to critique your music today?
Nobody.
And do you listen to anyone else other than you? Are there other singers who are talking about Will.i.am, maybe others?
I like Will.i.am, his business sense and how he sees the world. It's very interesting. He's very technology driven. But let's remember, he did write My Humps. So, I do love Anna Mora. I love her music. Listen to that a lot. Bria Valente. I love female vocalists, mostly. Esperanza Spalding. I look forward to hearing what she's going to do in the future. She's really talented. But there again, she's a musician, so is Anna. They work very hard at the craft. They take care of their instruments.
If you were to write the definition of the word funky in a dictionary, what would the definition be?
If you can describe it, you ain't funky.
Okay, monsieur.
Is there any question that you want
to be asked?
Ask me about God.
And what do we want?
You need him. We all do. Thanks.
Thanks.
Thank you very much.